The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Government officials broke laws for 2 years and should be arrested. Now, how come government officials can break our laws and there are no consequences? Nothing happens. I know, or you're saying, well, they're government officials. Yeah, but are they above the law? Well, of course, they're not supposed to be, but they're acting like they're above the law. They shouldn't be. But because I am stating this truth, they will want me arrested. This is the type of evil or hypocrisy that we are having. And I'm not saying that every single government official should go to jail. Some should just lose their jobs. Some should face fines, depending on what they did. And some of the higher-ups that did massive violations, maybe some of them do need jail time, depending on their crime. Because when you break a law, you've committed a crime, and our government officials are breaking laws left and right, and did for 2 years. And I told them they were breaking laws on the radio, and we've warned them they were breaking laws. When is it time, now that we have the court of law proving with the overturn of the mask mandate, that's proof that these government officials violated the law and they should be held accountable? The court of law is telling us that they broke the law, but we already know they violated the Constitution. We already know they violated their oath to office. All these people that were breaking it, especially these governors, they took an oath to protect the Constitution, yet they violated every single one of your constitutional rights. I really can't even think of a constitutional right they didn't violate. If they had respect, they would resign to avoid the wrath. But will anything happen to them? Remember, the government writes the paychecks to the people that would have to arrest them. And that's the problem. So they feel safe. Here's the other problem. If Republicans and the Republican Party had a backbone, where in areas that they controlled, they would get the state police or other law enforcement to actually do something. And I'm calling for them to do something. The evidence is in. You could now convict. I know at the time people were trying to argue back and forth. The evidence is overwhelming. You know who was making this statement? Candace Owens, who did a fantastic job. She was a guest on Tucker Carlson's show, and they were talking about how people are celebrating the masks mandate ending, right? Well, she had a different take, and I loved it because it's the right take. She was eventually, we'll get to as I play it for you. She gets to the point where she makes the point, why are we celebrating the restoration of our rights from people who broke laws? We should be angry, and we should be making them face the consequence for breaking the law. If you and I broke the law, they would, in 2 seconds, come after us. In fact, we don't even have to break laws. They come after us and try to frame us, as we've seen the FBI framing people on January 6th by being the ones who helped push the crowds in, having operatives and agents in the crowd. We saw in the Governor Whitmer kidnapping, the FBI staging the kidnapping and framing people. They'll frame us and try to make it say we committed crimes we didn't even commit. They'll do that. That's how ruthless they are. Then they get caught breaking the law, and we don't do jack squat to them. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You should be enraged. You should be very enraged. Take a listen to Candace Owens on Fox News.
Candace Owens knows a lot more about science than the lady you just heard. She's the founder of Blexit. We're always happy to have her on. It's just, it's so unbelievable. Their power's ebbing away and they're mad.
What we're looking at, these people, Tucker, they're sick. These are utterly sick, mentally unstable people who want people to suffer out of sport, out of sheer sport. We obviously know the science does not make sense. It never makes sense. Talk about science ever shifting. That's exactly what the CDC specializes in, making up things like you as they go along, like they are actually Simon Says in the child's game.
Hold on. What an awesome point. Candace Owens always makes great points. I love her because she says things the way other people should say things, but don't usually, but she does. She's like me in that aspect. That's why I like, because I, well, at least she's better than me at that. I want to be that way as much as I can be. The Simon Says thing, fantastic. That's exactly the CDC. Simon says this, Simon says that. Aught Simon didn't say. They are playing the Simon Says game, and they're laughing, watching people do this, but they're breaking laws by playing these games. You've got to remember this. They are breaking laws and breaking the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Which, again, I will remind you that most of these people took an oath to guard the Constitution, yet they spend every day trying to destroy it. This is the America we live in. It is so corrupt. I understand why we're having the problems we're having. God's hand is not on America right now. I don't feel that. I feel that God is allowing these people to destroy America. And most of that has to do with our morals, which I'm not even going to get into. But because of the average person's moral behavior is so wretched and they don't even recognize it. Most people don't even know how wretched their moral behavior is. God is saying, if you would just individuals correct yourself and live like God has directed you to, God would step in for America if a whole bunch, but it would take a massive amount of individuals to do that. Then I think God would step in. I'm not seeing that in America. I'm not seeing that at all. So I can't really complain to God and say, God, why is this happening? I know why it's happening. It still doesn't change the fact that God will bring wrath upon them for doing the evil. It's not like God's giving the government officials permission because society is immoral to break laws and then persecute people and be more evil than society, because the government is way more immoral, way more immoral, and way more breaking laws than the individuals are. Our problem is the government is extremely corrupt. Anyways, let me get back to Candace Owens because I'll drift too far.
And you know what? It is sad to me to see so many flight attendants celebrating and people that are in the seats, because you realize people have just been suffering, fearful that they're going to go to prison. The first announcement they hear, if you don't comply, you know, you can be arrested. Imagine having a federal charge because you didn't wear a mask over your face. We watch children suffer. We watch special needs kids get kicked off of planes for their inability to keep their mouths on, to keep their masks on their face, as well as young kids, as 2 years old, crying and screaming, not understanding why they're being made to wear a mask. And this is really just happening in America, by the way.
It is. She's going to talk about, she doesn't see this in Europe, but I want to pause it about her child, what she's talking about, the children. Our government, especially the school systems, have purposefully committed child abuse. I really believe that, because we know the science proves masks don't work. Secondly, children were not even susceptible to even having to worry about COVID-19, so there's no purpose of masking them. And you're depriving them of oxygen. And we know there already has been proven studies of consequences that have mentally impaired children because of the mask wearing. That this has been proven in studies. It's a mental abuse to children and a physical abuse to children, both. And our school systems did it. And the people who followed orders, and then when they were allowed to remove those mask mandates, I don't think they should be charged, the people giving the orders to. But there are plenty of school systems that even when they were told, no, you don't have to mask and abuse children, that's wrong, they still did it anyways. Those people should face actual charges. They should be arrested. And we can decide, do they face a fine? Do they lose their job? Or do they deserve jail time? Let the court systems decide. They're breaking laws and they're abusing children. It's evil. And they don't even think they're doing evil. Yet deep down they know. That's why they hate people like me. They would want me arrested. How dare he point out the crimes we've committed? I know this is what will happen. It's like when Donald Trump pointed out the crimes of the Biden family. What was the reaction? Impeach Donald Trump for pointing out our criminal activity in the Ukraine and in China. How dare Trump point out that the Democrats were committing crimes in the Ukraine? Oh my goodness, and taking bribes and taking money. Oh my goodness, impeach him. So yes, that will be the reaction. I'm pointing out that they're criminals and they're going to say, arrest that man. I know that they'll want to. They want to. But what they don't understand is God's already got them. They should be hoping that what I'm saying happens to them. They should beg and say, yes, please have men, mankind, give me consequences for these evil actions. Because if I get away with these evil actions, I will stand before God. And God, because I paid a punishment on earth, might go a little lighter on me when I die and stand before him. But if I get away with it 100% and get all giddy and think that I'm above it all and that I don't have to answer to any authority, guess what happens when you do answer to that authority called God? The wrath will be way worse than anything man can do to you. This is not a lie. This is the truth. Anything man can do, it ain't gonna be nearly as nice as that. People don't preach about this in church services, about the wrath of God, but you should be scared to death of the wrath of God. I know it's not talked about, but I'm telling you, if you've only heard that Jesus is all love, you have not been told that Jesus is also a judge. You need to be also afraid of judgment. The Bible is clear on that. The point I'm trying to make is they don't get away with anything. And that's what gives me peace. And they should be begging for us to give them consequences so that they can plead guilty and repent. They need to repent. They need to. If they say, screw it, shut that guy up, go ahead, say that about me. Because I know there's some of them probably watching this video right now. Say that about me, because I'm a child of the King of Kings, and he's got my back, and he's going to judge you for what you say about me. If you slander me, if you think that I'm evil for pointing out the truth and trying to correct you, and I really am doing out of love, I'm not nice about it, because sometimes, like a parent, you have to be stern. You know when parents are way too kind, the kid just runs all over those way too kind parents? Sometimes when, and our society is like that, the American people are the parent. They've been way too kind to the government officials and they've run all over. Well, I'm the American people portion that says, we need stern parenting here. And I'm talking to you sternly in love. That's love. That's trying to correct you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't even correct you. I'd say, keep doing what you're doing. Don't even get corrected and stand before God, because I know for a fact it's going to happen. And I will not be happy when I see you get judged. I will be upset about it because it's going to be so bad, I don't want to see it. That's not a joke. But people think that it's a joke. They don't believe it. They really don't believe it. They laugh. They laugh at what I'm saying. Man, if you laugh, you're not really laughing at me. You're laughing at the Bible and you're laughing at God's word. If you want to laugh at God's word, when I'm warning you that you're going to be judged, oh, you government officials, you want to laugh? Do you realize what's going to happen to you? Apparently not. Apparently you don't even realize it. You've been warned. You will remember this warning for all of eternity. All of eternity. You're going to wish you didn't remember it in all of eternity. That's how bad it's going to be. All right, you've been warned. I did my job. Back to Candace Owens.
I've traveled all across Europe. They've all released a mask mandate. So this is not based in science. This is just based in control. The government took power. They don't want to give it back. And to me, as happy as I am, as relieved as I am that I can go on a plane and not wear a mask, I don't feel like this is a win, because we shouldn't be cheering on the restoration of our basic human rights. We should be infuriated and we should want to see these people face consequences. Because guess what, Tucker? The CDC broke the law. That's what the ruling says. It was unconstitutional. Similarly, OSHA broke the law. They were trying to overreach and decide that they could do things that they had entirely no powers to do so. When regular people break the law, Tucker, they go to prison. Why is Rachel Walensky and the CDC and the members of the FDA and the drug cartel that's operating our country any exception to that rule? It's unacceptable, and I'm not going to cheer until these people are behind bars. What they have done to the dignity of human beings, forcing them to sit behind masks that we know do not work to stop the spread of the virus.
100% correct, folks. A mask mandate is a violation of your rights. It's a medical treatment, and they'll even admit that they're doing it for medical reasons. They can't force medical treatments on you, yet they did. They violated law. I want you to understand, the companies that were open to the public that forced you to wear a mask should be sued and should face consequences. And all of these people, no, they're a private company, they're allowed. Not when they're open to the public. I'm not an employee of Walmart. They can tell their employees to wear a mask, but they cannot make a mask mandate for me, the general public, unless they're not open to the public. Now, if they're a private entity, like they're a private club, a golf club, and they say in order to be part of our private golf club, you have to wear a mask, they could maybe get away with that because that's not open to the general public. But to be open to the general public and then say, in order, we're open to the general public, and in order to shop here, you have to wear a mask, they're violating my constitutional rights, and they're breaking the law by trying to enforce a medical decision upon me. Where are the lawyers suing places like Walmart on this? I don't understand it. And if you think I'm wrong, because I know some people, oh, no, you're not right on that. You're not right. Oh, really? So what you're saying is, if you go to any public place, and that public place is open to the public, your constitutional rights end as soon as you enter Walmart. Is that what you're saying? My constitutional rights end? That's ridiculous. My constitutional rights are still there when you're open to the public. If you don't like my constitutional rights, Walmart or any other company, if you don't like my constitutional rights, then don't open to the public. You have the right to close your doors to the public and say, we are not open to the general public. We are open by appointment only, and we will only approve those appointments because we're closed to the public for people who wear masks. That's what you had to do. You had to be not open to the general public in order to be able to do that. You violated everybody's constitutional rights and should pay a price. And if you say, no, I shouldn't, the government told me to do it or forced me to do it, then throw us the names of whichever government official contacted you in every state that told you, and they should pay the price for violating everybody's constitutional rights. They violated it. They shut down your right to assemble. They said that you can't freely assemble 10 people or less. They shut down your right to go to church. They even arrested a pastor, more than one, but only a couple pastors actually stood up, sadly. It should have been hundreds of thousands of pastors getting arrested on the behalf of us, but that did not happen. But a couple did for holding church services. What law did they break? Nothing. Who broke the law? The people who arrested them. They violated the Constitution. Immediately they violated it. They knowingly violated it. They knew you have a right. No emergency throws out the Constitution. Tell me where that's in our Constitution, by the way, because it would have to be in our Constitution that the Constitution is null and void in an emergency. The founding fathers would have to write that in there for it to be null and void. Is there any place where in the Constitution it says, in this scenario, constitutional rights no longer exist? Anywhere. Is there ever a time in which your constitutional rights cease to exist? Do you think the founding fathers thought when they wrote out the Constitution and when they were writing out your rights in the Bill of Rights, do you think they thought, you know what? This is all cool, but, you know, in the future, some people can just throw it away if they decide it's an emergency. Yeah, that's what they were thinking. They didn't want it permanent. They didn't want the constitutional rights to be permanent. They wanted it to be able to change at the whim of any governor of any state. That's what you think? That's what you think? Of course it's not true. Of course they violated your constitutional rights. Of course they broke the law. They violated their oath. It's been 2 years and we have the proof. We have some court rulings backing up what we have said. That mask mandate court ruling backs up what we've said. So now we should go after the people who broke those laws. Why are they allowed to break laws and have no consequences? They're sitting back laughing, saying, Good luck. What are you going to do? Get the FBI, the most corrupt organization, law enforcement organization in America? You think they're going to do something? Of course they're not. I know they're super corrupt, and I know they won't. In fact, the FBI will want to arrest me, and they'll be looking and digging and saying, how do we get this guy? We got to get this guy. He's speaking the truth. I know that, but I know I'm clean, so whatever. And I don't live in fear, because yet again, you're the FBI. Take on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and come after me. You want to do that? I have Jesus Christ as my Savior, and there ain't nothing you can do to me to take him away. And if you want to wage war, because I know you wouldn't be waging war against me. You'd be waging war because I talk about God. I talk about God's rights. I talk about how he's going to hold you responsible. I tell people Jesus is the way. You will be going after that. That's what really will be in your heart, and that's why Satan would rile you up to come after me. And if you want to do that and stand before God at the end of your life for doing that, good luck. Because even if you succeed, if I go to jail, all you're doing is giving me rewards in heaven. That's all you're doing. So good luck with that. I don't fear evil and evil people. They fear me. And the reason why they fear me is because they fear God even when they deny him. It's not really me. They fear me pointing to God. They fear the wrath of God because it's built in. It doesn't matter if they fake like they don't believe in God. I don't even believe in God. And late at night, go ahead and say you don't believe in God. As you're lying in bed tonight, may God put terror in your heart to let you know he is there, and he will judge you if you don't turn your life around and repent. There is hope. You don't have to be this way. You don't have to be corrupt. You don't have to be like the world. You can turn your life around. You can be redeemed. It doesn't matter how evil you've been in the past. Everyone has sinned. Everyone is guilty. Everyone must repent. I've done that. And my confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the warrior. Vengeance is the Lord's. If you get away with it, which I believe you will, because I think God's going to let all you people get away with it. God wants you, evil people, the most evil people, to get away with it. In fact, may God extend your life. May you live longer than George Soros lives. God allows George Soros to live. This, for all you Christians, listen to me, because all of you, you get mad when George Soros lives so long. That's a curse. When you don't have Jesus Christ, the longer you live, the more wrath you build up. The worse it is at the end of your life. It is a curse for an evil person to live a long life. Do you understand they're building up a bigger cup of wrath? Where do I get that from? God, the Bible, it says their lives are extended sometimes. God allows it so that they can fill up their cup of wrath. They're cursed with their long life. It'd be better for them to live a short life. It would be better for George Soros to live a short life than the life he has lived. Don't get upset. Vengeance is the Lord's. He's in control. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the truth. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.